Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide here on Close Up Radio, and we're very excited to welcome Diane Bengtson of Makua Incorporated to our show. She's in Dover, Delaware, pioneering healthcare excellence with CEO Diane Bengtson. Really incredible. RN, BC, at the forefront. In an era marked by rapid advancements and upheaval within the healthcare sector, Makua Incorporated emerges as a beacon of guidance and innovation, spearheaded by its visionary, Diane. As a seasoned registered nurse, innovator, and esteemed leader in healthcare consulting, Diane and her team at Makua offer industry expertise, strategic partnerships, solutions to the complex challenges facing healthcare organizations today. Makua stands at the intersection of healthcare and digital innovation, providing expert consulting services that address the multifaceted issues of technological integration, regulatory compliance, operational efficiency as well. With the healthcare landscape evolving at an unprecedented pace, Makua's mission is to ensure healthcare providers, payers, startups, and stakeholders, they remain competitive while delivering personalized, patient-centered, quality healthcare outcomes. Diane brings over two decades of frontline nursing experience coupled with a quality regulatory compliance background and a profound understanding of healthcare technology. Her approach to consulting is patient-centered, creative, and solution-focused, aiming to streamline operations for healthcare systems and startups alike without compromising the quality of patient care. Diane's work is fueled by a passion for the industry's biggest challenges and a commitment to enhancing the healthcare outcomes through innovative and effective strategies. My pleasure to welcome her live and direct from Dover, Delaware, to Close Up Radio for this exclusive conversation. Diane, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Jim. I'm very excited to be here.
You're very, very welcome. You and I were chatting before we went live about the name Kua, and I find it fascinating, and it was such a great response that you gave. I would love for it, if you can, you can share the history behind the name to our listeners that are listening.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, picking out the name of your organization is a very personal experience, and when I thought about what did I want the organization to represent and how could the name really be that moniker that would really embody what we wanted to do, you know, Makua made sense. And I fell in love with this word because it is both an action verb and a noun, and it really means the spirit and essence of health. And it means that you can really take action to help providers and entrepreneurs and healthcare organizations to humanize and personalize healthcare while serving the people. So I love it because you're taking action to serve people, to help them improve their life, their health, you know, be able to provide them services in their home or at the hospital that's going to really improve their quality of life and improve their essence of health.
That's wonderful. It really, really is. Tell us about the journey, what drives you, and why you started Makua, and sort of the mission and the purpose of it all.
Great question. So, you know, life's journey is fun. And, you know, I found I'm one of those people that I like to be involved. I like to help. I like to serve. So part of the Makua journey was trying to figure out where is that purpose? How can I best serve people to provide care or provide help? And, you know, I'm not the type of person who likes to solve problems or, you know, figure out how to really get past a really complex problem or barrier and help people at the same time. So it's that driving passion to serve others, to help, to improve quality of life that really drove me to start Makua and, you know, look at where could I best add value. So when I was a nurse on the floor, you know, I helped the families and the patients for the units where I worked. And when I taught, I was able to help others do the same thing, but I had limited reach, limited scope, and I really wanted to expand out how many people I could help and who was served. And the best way to do that is to work collaboratively across the entire ecosystem to help embody that change. So I started Makua to really help organizations add services that care for people or to help with the adoption of technology that would free up your doctors and providers' time to spend more of that quality time with patients, and then also to help, you know, push that technology to the next level of excellence so that you could collect data, collect insights, or offer services that would meet people where they're at or have insight into how to better provide care.
How does Makua's expertise, from your perspective, make you unique and maybe different from other consultancies that might be out there?
That's a wonderful question. So I think what makes us different is the fact that we are cross-functional experts. You know, we have walked the walk. All of us who are serving at Makua have been in the trenches. We've been at the forefront of healthcare from many different angles and aspects. So we bring not only that really deep industry and domain expertise, but we also bring that passion for doing things right, doing things better. And we bring that to technology. We bring that to organizations who are right at the cutting edge of making those changes so that they can innovate, so they can improve the process. And so that difference, because, you know, we care. We're right there. We're in it with them. We care about their success as much as they do. And we can bring in all of that expertise and history to really help them throughout that process to make their strategic decisions, to be able to make the technology decisions and not fall into some of the same problems or gaps that other companies that might be strictly developer-led or technology-led who don't have that domain expertise, you know, may kind of take them down that path and say, well, because we can do it, we should. Well, you know, we bring in that expertise. This is, well, sometimes just because you can, you shouldn't. You know, maybe go this route instead because it'll have a better service impact or it'll have a better quality outcome at the end of that journey or at the end of that path. So it's really that deep domain expertise and passion to really improve and to impact and serve others that I think really differentiates us from other consultancy companies.
How does the difference drive Makua's capabilities and services?
Well, you know, a lot of times people are looking at cost and they're looking at speed to market, or they're looking at how can they, you know, get a little bit of market share on another organization. And those are great goals from a financial perspective. But because we bring experts in that have been in the trenches, we always keep in sight the people who are at the receiving end of that product or that service, whether that be a patient or a family member or a healthcare provider. And we keep it at the center of the work that we do. So when we look across the capabilities, we ask those tough questions throughout the entire process to make sure that we don't lose sight of the person whose life is going to be impacted by the service or product, or we don't lose sight of the fact that, well, it may save money on one end, it's going to impact the health or outcome of people on the other end. And so we keep people in the forefront of the mind through the process so that they never forget why they're doing this work. And I think that's what really makes it different. You know, other consulting companies or capabilities will get you to the how. And there's many different ways that you, for how you can do something. But the why you're doing it, the intent and the context and the purpose that you're trying to invoke with that process is really where we keep it steady. You know, we help stay the course with that to make sure that we can make that difference, that you actually get to that end point and you actually do create that better outcome, that better quality of life, that better experience for patients and families and providers.
It's amazing, really is. How does Makua leverage the strengths to deliver value to your clients and the patients and the families and the providers that consume the technology?
You know, one of the great ways that we do leverage these strengths is really being that trusted advisor. So, you know, in addition to the services and capabilities that we have, we also mentor and coach entrepreneurs across the ecosystem. So we're able to look at all of those new sparks of innovation or technology that are just beginning to grow, and we can pull together relationships. You know, that's one of the superpowers of having been a nurse, is that communication relationship that you can then leverage that process and that strength as you move forward in business. And so being able to look across the ecosystem and say, you know, you have this part, they have this part, here's a great partnership, and together you could create this wonderful outcome that neither one of them would have been able to create on their own. So it's really looking at how we can communicate with each other, how we can communicate the value to the business that's going to pay for those services, you know, within the health system, or help that entrepreneur get funding for their product that's going to change lives. It's taking that communication, that relationship building, that trusted advisory as strengths to then help them map the map and walk the walk to get to the delivery point so they can truly give that value to the clients that they serve.
Which is the bottom line to it all. What changes since COVID have changed our healthcare system? We could do a whole 2 hours just on this question, but how have the changes affected the healthcare for better or for worse?
No, COVID, it was this global phenomenon that really spotlighted healthcare in the U.S. And so one of the things that I think shifted for the better was that it shifted the balance of trust, and it shifted how ecosystems work together and how partnerships are formed in a way that really wasn't possible on a global scale before. So it moved away some of the challenges and barriers that allowed telehealth and technology to be brought forward. It gave, you know, space at the table for some of those newer technologies that maybe wouldn't have been allowed to share their voice into the world because everybody was grappling and struggling with this tremendous problem at the same time. So it really impacted the ability to hear the people in the room. So you heard from providers about, hey, these are the problems and challenges that we're having. You heard from patients that this is exactly what we need and here are our concerns. And everybody had room at that table to communicate, to create that balance of trust, and to really start forming partnerships together to solve this massive problem that everybody was grappling with at the same time. On the worst side, what it did is it impacted the bottom line of many organizations. It disrupted the supply chain. It created additional problems and barriers that we're still digging out from under right now. And so, again, there is room and space at the table because of those barriers and challenges that were created by COVID that now allow entrepreneurs to come in and try and step up the game and improve systems and processes that historically were not touched because, you know, it wasn't broken enough to fix. And now, because of the change, because things were made worse, because there were bigger problems and bigger fish to solve this problem with, it then allowed that openness and that trust and those relationships to be formed to solve the problem.
Where is the line? When does technology actually, or when does it improve our healthcare system?
I think that line is somewhat blurry. You know, there's a lot of talk now about Gen AI and technology, and I think it hurts when you lose your focus. I think anytime you put cost or expense over the person, the outcome, the providers that are providing care, I think it hurts the health system, and I think we're seeing that now. We're seeing that where people don't have access to care because the cost of rural care is hard to maintain, or providers that, you know, are committing suicide or giving up and retiring and leaving the field because it's too difficult to try and do their job with all the layers of technology in between. You know, the technology has come in between the patients and the provider, so it's disrupted that healthy bond, that bond of caring and service, and that's when it hurts. And so to flip that script, I think when it helps is anything that you do where you keep also all of those people in mind. If you look at how can I free up that provider's time or how can I integrate inside the clinician's workflow so that they can do this easier, so that they can spend more time with the patient, and how can I help that patient receive that care or bring their voice forward so that they can self-advocate and really engage in shared decision-making with the provider, that's when it helps. And from a technology side, there's some really exciting changes with AI, and I think it's around more of the analytics and the insights, because there's oceans of data that are out there, but we don't have, as human beings, the capacity to be able to process it, to see some of the insights. And I think by having humans as governance around it and using the AI and using the technology to mine that data for better outcomes, different possible services and solutions that you can offer, that's where it helps, because it'll make some of those data points visible that may not have been visible to the providers or to organizations before. So if you keep your process and people together and you understand basically the action and the impact of what you're trying to do at the same time, then you will help, then you will improve it. Because if you take care of your providers and your patients, you will automatically get to that positive outcome because you're enabling the process in between. Whereas if you are just focused on cost or, oh, this is really trendy, so we should adopt it, you know, you risk losing sight of what's most important. And you know, that's the people.
Mm-hmm. Which is key. Patient care
Absolutely. First.
Tell us that about that, and why is patient care first in your opinion?
You know, there's things about, you know, if you take care of your people, they will take care of your business. And the people that we're taking care of here are the patients. You know, it's really important for entrepreneurs and health systems and providers to remember the person that they're serving. You know, healthcare is a sacred bond. It's a service organization. It's a service act. And if you lose sight of the people that you're serving, the people that you're caring for, which is patients and their families and their, you know, their loved ones, then you lose sight of your purpose and you miss the mark. And so you need to keep that focus on the person, on the individual, and how you can help them achieve that essence of health, that spirit of wellness, how you can enable it wherever they're at. You know, you meet them where they're at. And when you do that, you'll be able to find whatever path you need to take to be able to help them achieve that goal. And in the process, you'll take care of your providers. You'll take care of the value that you're adding to the communities that you support, and you'll improve your business.
Which is important. It really, really is. Tell us a little bit about some of the other incredible things that you do, that unique blend of clinical expertise, technical savvy, and the strategic insight that you have that enables you to offer the unparalleled advice and strategies, because you're dedicated to really helping healthcare organizations sort of humanize, adapt, and thrive in this face of digital transformation, and helping them sort of leverage the technologies such as telehealth, which has been really ramped up in the recent years, data management, artificial intelligence, something else that's in the news, cloud computing to enhance access to quality care. Tell us about some of those newer things that are being incorporated into our daily lives.
Oh, absolutely. I love this. I'm all about the art of the possible. So what is the best possible way to help as many people as you can? And so some of the really cool things that I'm really privileged to work on, do things around, you know, how could we better communicate with groups globally to better impact public health? Or how do we create services to solve major problems? You know, if we're going to take the hospital and bring it into someone's home, what technology needs to be enabled to make that happen? And how can we provide the same level of care to a patient in their home as we could in the hospital? So I love looking at those really complex challenges and then looking across the technology saying, you know, where are we at? Does it exist yet? Because, you know, there's all of these different challenges and problems that you could solve, and some of them have answers right now, and some of them won't have answers for another 10 or 20 years. So I always think of, you know, what is the challenge that hasn't been solved yet? So it's right at that edge of what is the art of the possible there? What is the potential for service that we can now bring to people into their homes and into their families to change the entire course of their life? You know, one of the things about growing up in an area like I did, I grew up in a very rural area, so access was limited. And throughout my lifetime, I've seen the impact of limited access for people. And so it's one of those things that I'm really passionate about. You know, I want to open up access for all people so that it's equitable. So no matter where you live, no matter what your circumstance, you know, no matter what country you live in, you should have good quality health care, because that is a basic element of a good and healthy life. And that should be available to everyone. So I'm looking at those places right on the fringe of where things are happening and developing and emerging and growing. And I look, you know, what can we do here? And what is the next part of this journey? And how could I help chart the course to make this possible for people who don't have access today? So that's an exciting place that I really love to live. So, you know, when organizations or entrepreneurs come to me and they're like, I want to understand, you know, how to better impact care for, you know, patients that are living in an area with no Wi-Fi, or patients that are living in an area where the nearest hospital is 2 or 4 hours away. You know, then I look at what is possible there? How could we leverage technology to drop in services or leverage drones to deliver medications to help those patients in that particular area so that they can receive the medicine that they need? You know, it's that fringe area where you get to kind of dream and believe and imagine how could we improve this and how could we change this so that we can have, you know, the next level of quality care that's out there, those areas.
Mm-hmm. So very important, right, on so many different levels. And I think it's really incredible because you're not only addressing the immediate needs of the healthcare industry, but also sort of setting the stage for long-term success and innovation. And what's wonderful is under your guidance, Makua is not just a consulting firm, it's a partner in healthcare excellence, navigating the future of healthcare with this foresight and integrity and relentless focus on the patient, right? That's what drives you.
Yeah, it is all about the people. It's all about helping them to have the best quality life that they can, both now and in the future, you know, as things evolve and emerge. I mean, I think everybody's read about Gen AI and technology and all of the changes that are coming. And I think if you lose sight of the people, then you lose sight of the mission, you know, and you ultimately don't achieve your goals. And so part of that passion comes from making sure that we keep everyone connected, that we, you know, keep that laser sharp focus on what is our mission and our goal and our purpose with this new technology, and how can we best leverage it to achieve those goals. It's just crucially important to keep that focus.
Right, exactly. One of the things, too, that I think is very important is the registered nurse background that you have. You've been on the front lines. You've worked with patients and with the technologies. So you bring to the forefront this incredible background within the actual medical community in providing care, which gives you this leg up on working on these ways to bring healthcare and digital innovation and other areas sort of blended together. You see all of this from all the different angles and avenues. You could see it all full circle because you've been involved in all these various aspects, including one-on-one direct care. So I think that gives your clients an advantage, the folks you work with, because you understand the compassionate, empathetic nursing side of things and the importance of keeping that happy and flowing and going, and then the business side and the growth side for the businesses and all these different nuances, where usually sometimes it's just split in a lot of different puzzle pieces, but you've had your hands in all areas, which I think is unique.
You know, one of the things I think that being a registered nurse does as a cross-functional expert is it creates that empathy in action. So, you know, I've been on this journey for a while, and you know, I've seen the power of technology. I've also seen the pain of technology. So when electronic medical records were first introduced into healthcare. You know, there were some who were early adopters and some that were, you know, they fought it, kicking and screaming. I've seen both sides of that, you know, and understand, you know, why some adopt and why others don't. So when I help craft solutions and services and partnership with organizations, I bring that knowledge so that they don't recreate the pain points that then leads to a lack of adoption or a failure to accomplish, you know, the desired outcomes that they're working so hard to achieve. And being able to look across it and remember, you know, the superpower with nurses is, you know, you're the communication conduit for everyone in the hospital. You talk to patients, you talk to family members, you talk to doctors, you talk to other providers. You communicate across health systems, organizations, and companies to make sure that patients have equipment when they return home or they have home health and other services when they get home. And so you have that kind of futuristic look of what are they going to need next and how do I work with all the partners across this ecosystem to make it happen. And by being able to take that expertise and take that experience and apply it with technology is really powerful because you can then make that empathy in action across the organization and make sure that the technology that you support is one that truly changes lives and truly improves health across communities and within organizations in such a way that, you know, everybody's so proud. It's like one of the reasons I started Akua was I wanted to bring that message forward. I wanted to attract people who were right there, who really wanted to make that change and who were committed and passionate about making sure that that change happened in communities and across organizations. And so I'm looking at all of that and saying, you know, this is really our mission and purpose and how do we best work together to make that happen?
Exactly right. It is, it's really extraordinary that you have been able to put this all together, pioneering healthcare excellence through your efforts. And this is, we're just really scratching the surface of the amazing work that you do. I know there's a lot of success stories, testimonials, and countless people that you've worked with that you've helped through your many years within care system. And then to have created this, in addition, I think it's really incredible. You could have stayed just working, you know, doing the day-to-day within the nursing world, but you saw a need and a void that needed to be filled in a way to bring these worlds of disconnect together to enhance all, and I think including the patient, of course, at the forefront. I think it's really extraordinary. If people want to learn more, they can go to the website. It's, of course, www.mukua.inc, but there is a dot in between, so it is mukua.inc, and you can connect with Diane and the team. And Diane, this was really a phenomenal, eye-opening, and very inspiring conversation, and I really thank you for your authenticity, your passion, your dedication and commitment to the work that you do. And hopefully we'll get a chance to explore more and looking forward to expanding more as we go along and continuing to tell the story and the innovations. And hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, Diane.
Well, thank you, Jim. It was truly a privilege to be on your show today. I really appreciate you taking the time to help get the message of the Akua's mission and purpose out there. And I just have greatly enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. And thank you very much as well for being with us. And look forward to chatting more. Diane is amazing. I encourage you to go to the website, folks, akua.inc. That's I-N-C. And Mukua, of course, is spelled M-U-K-U-A. She's extraordinary, she's innovative, and she cares, and that's a great mix. We thank you for being with us as well. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time. This time till next time. Also inviting you to stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment. Another incredible guest that is celebrated right here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.